Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. There's an amazing verse in 1 Peter that we've quoted as a power verse for centuries. It's in chapter 2, verse 9, and here's what it says. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. If you have ever wondered how God feels about you, this is the verse that should encourage you the most. Verses that talk about how much God loves us and how he is for us and how he has known us from the very beginning. These are really great verses, don't get me wrong. But this verse proves just how far he was willing to go for us, to really show exactly what he thinks about us. I mean, that verse starts off with the best encouragement that God chose you. Doesn't it feel good to be wanted? And then spice that up with the fact that it is God who is the one that wants us. But then there's this phrase that we've heard in church for years, a royal priesthood. Now, this is like a super churchy term, and it might seem hard to process at first, but it's really amazing that God calls us a royal priesthood. See, in the Old Testament, these roles of king and priest were separated, and I did a podcast a few weeks back on why that's the case, so you might want to check that out later. But the king and priest have very different roles. One is about governance, and the other is about morality and spirituality. Not just laws and rules, but relationship. So a part of this verse is God telling us that we are both kings and priests, how God intended us to be in the first place, as we mimic Jesus, who reunited the role of king and priest himself. But if you look deeper, there is some real encouragement to be found here. We are royal priests. We are royal because we belong to God now. See, God could have just thrown us a bone by saving us and then kind of going along his way. He could have pulled a good Samaritan on us and grabbed us out of the ditch, paid for our restoration, and just kept going along his path. But he didn't do that. When we said yes to God, we didn't just get his favor. We got his name. He adopted us into his family. We're now his sons and daughters of the living God. And he wants us as more than just people he redeemed, but family he adores. So we're royal now. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings. But we're priests too. Now, the priests were the only ones in the Old Testament who had access to God. They were the ones who performed spiritual rituals, offered sacrifices, the ones who interacted one-on-one with God. If you were a priest, then you were set apart for God and had access to him that everyone else didn't have. So on top of royalty, he's given us priesthood. Well, what does that mean? It means that he wanted more than just us to be family. He wanted us to be close to him constantly. Have you ever had a family member that you really didn't like to hang around? See, God wants us as family, but he wants us to hang around with him too. I mean, how incredible is it that it wasn't enough for God to save us, and it wasn't enough that he wanted us to be a part of his family, but that he wants us to constantly be with him in his throne room, near him always. That's what it means to be a royal priesthood. It's more than just fancy church words. It's more than proof that God loves us. It's evidence that God wants us to be in his family, to be close, to be in intimate relationship with him. I don't know about you, but I am overwhelmed by that fact. And as a result, I find it really easy to love and worship a God that's as good as he is, a God that wants me to be a royal priest.